That's right, and it's our cover photo this week is U.S. President Donald Trump standing at the Kotel, a historic visit to Israel. It was actually the first ever visit of a sitting U.S. president to the Western Wall, and this landmark trip was all the more symbolic as Donald Trump touched down at Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel, having taken off from Saudi Arabia, a country that does not recognize the Jewish state. Now, the question on everyone's lips, Nitza, can Donald Trump make a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians? He condemned terror, and he expressed confidence that peace could be achieved. He spoke out against Iran, and he pledged never again. But did Donald Trump's trip to the region actually achieve anything? That's the question being asked in this week's Jewish News, or was it a chance for him to simply escape the whirlwind of hostile headlines back home in the United States? Now, Nitza, during this trip, he, of course, met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Reuven Rivlin. He spent some time at Yad Vashem and at the Kotel, but notably, there was an absence of any reference to a two-state solution or any details on how peace could be achieved or what he personally would do to advance it. So,
Evan, it is indeed an historic visit of American president to Israel. What is the reaction of the Australian Jewish community to the visit?
Well, there's been a positive reaction. We have a piece by Peter Wertheim, the executive director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. He says that Donald Trump's trip was a success. He says both parties, as well as the Arab Gulf states, were pleased with his visit to the region. He said nothing that might have alienated either side or preempted negotiations, and he therefore avoided mentioning sensitive issues such as recognition of a Palestinian state, settlement construction, or moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. So positive reaction from Jewish communal leaders here in Australia, and we have full coverage of that trip in this week's paper.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the Maccabiah Games will take place in Israel in June. Evan, and there was an emotional send-off last week.
That's right, Nitza. The countdown is on until the Maccabiah Games in Israel. And the New South Wales contingent of Australia's team was farewelled last Sunday at a Moriah moving ceremony, which also saw tributes paid to the four Australians who were tragically killed in the Maccabiah Bridge collapse 20 years ago. Now, the keynote speaker at that send-off was Josh Frydenberg, the federal MP, who shared his own recollections of the 1997 disaster. Josh Frydenberg, he was actually representing Australia that year in tennis with his dad. He says, my father said, why don't you stay with me instead of entering the Ramat Gan Stadium early? That was a very fateful decision, Frydenberg recalled. He says that he was a surgeon, his father, and I remember him starting to tend to those who were injured after the collapse of the bridge. So, Nitza, a very emotional send-off for the New South Wales athletes last Sunday. And, of course, athletes from all across Australia, including Melbourne, will be going to Israel to represent their country in the Maccabiah Games. This is very exciting. We wish them all the very best of luck.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Mary Bashir, Professor Mary Bashir, was honoured with a Technion doctorate.
That's right, Nitza. It seems that everybody's getting an honorary doctorate these days. Julia Gillard, she received one in Israel. Tony Abbott did as well. And now it's time for Mary Bashir, the former New South Wales governor, to be honored. She received an honorary doctorate from the Technion University in Israel. Nitza, this honorary doctorate is in recognition of Mary Bashir's significant contribution to psychiatry and to mental health, as well as her long-standing support for Israel and the Technion University. Now, after the presentation, which was held at the Jewish Museum, Dr. Ruth Ratner launched the Technion Australia Mary Bashir Scholarship Fund, which was named in her name and presented in her presence. A very, very exciting time for the Technion, of course. Later this year, they've got the SciTech Science Camp for science students from all around the world, and there'll be five Australian students going to this camp from Masada and Moriah College, where they'll get to go and experience what life is like in a laboratory in Israel. They'll meet other scientists and gain some real life and hands-on experience. So we wish all the very best to those students going to Israel, and a big mazel tov to Mary Bashir on her honorary doctorate.
And Evan, I found it very interesting in the Australian Jewish News, there was the whole thing about Limud Oz, Festival of Jewish Ideas, and there's Limud Oz just for kids. And this is during Queen's Birthday long weekend. The venue this time is in Sydney at the University of New South Wales.
Yeah, that's right. There'll be a program for kids and for teenagers as well. There's something for the whole family at Limud Oz. The kids' activities include short film making, sports, hunts, baking. There's a hummus making activity, which frankly I want to attend myself, Nitsa. I'm not sure if they'll let me, and a lot more. And as you said, Limud Oz is going to be held in Sydney this year over the Queen's Birthday long weekend next month. It's coming up soon. You can check out the whole program at shalom.edu.au.
Evan, I can see that Malka Leifa is back in the news.
Nita, former Adas Israel principal Malka Leifa is facing 74 charges of indecent acts committed against students at the school in Victoria. However, attempts to extradite her from Israel have to date failed, and she's now actually been spotted out and about on the streets enjoying a Lagba Omer event in Israel. And this has obviously been met with outrage by her alleged victims, who have told the Jewish News. I wonder how often she thought about those she had affected, if at all. Is it a game to her? I wonder if she laughs at the way she managed to manipulate the system and the way she manipulated everyone here. The victims say it makes them angry to know that she feels so protected and above the law in Israel. So outrage that she's out and about, Nitsa. Obviously, there was a long court case. Your listeners will be well aware, and the judge ruled that instead of going to hospital until she faces proceedings, she can live a normal life in Israel and attend occasional therapy sessions. And the judge ruled that Leifa is too mentally unstable to face extradition proceedings. So she's mentally unstable for that, Nitsa, but she's wandering out and about at Lag BaOmer. Full coverage of that story in this week's edition.
Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much, and Chag Shavuot Sameach. Have a great week.